Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we've got some big-time spoilers for tonight's SmackDown involving Roman Reigns and a new toy.
Another top star is leaving Impact Wrestling.
And did Seth Rollins really leave Night of Champions early?
I'm Adam Wilborn.
Rumours.
This is the news.
Well, let's kick things off by talking about Roman Reigns.
Good.
He's getting a new title. It seems.
I acknowledge my tribal chief.
There he is. This comes from Fightful Select. Reporting that while WWE hasn't announced anything yet, and you'd imagine they would announce this today if they end up going with it, plans as of yesterday for tonight's episode of SmackDown called for a 1,000-day celebration as champion. Obviously, he's been Universal Champion for 1,000 days as of Night of Champions. And the plans for this involved, and I quote, and this is per an internal memo, a new WWE Universal Championship. With WWE set to use a podium as part of the celebration.
Yes, so there'll be a podium.
Yeah, you know how it'll go. There'll be a little belt hidden in a little cloth. They'll take it off and then we'll go, oh, that's an ugly belt. And then a couple of days later, we'll be like, I don't care anymore. Like,
yeah, I've really warmed to Seth Rollins' new title.
But I still think it's ugly, the new one. I just don't give a crap about it. It's the kind of thing that we all pretend is a big deal, but then half an hour later, we're like,
just get used to it,
whatever.
Don't you?
Yeah, sure. Okay, cool. And now it is understood that the segment would resemble The Rock's unveiling of the new WWE Championship back in 2013. So it'll be something along those lines.
So it's a pretty one, because otherwise they get Mick Foley to do it.
Yeah, well, I know a certain belt they could bring back as the Universal Championship.
Oh my God. We've smashed up all the molds, but we've still got the belt.
Well, I mean, those are expensive. You can't just throw $6,000 away.
Jeez.
Gee whiz. Now, it should be stressed that, of course, this is pro wrestling. This could change in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what's been on internal memos and discussions and stuff. And it does make sense. You know, we got the World Heavyweight Champion on Raw now. We still got this Roman Reigns man walking around with two belts.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a weird dichotomy. Because technically you could say the guy's like a double champion still and Seth's a single champion.
Yeah.
It's weird. Give him one belt, it makes more sense.
Yeah, I'm conflicted on this because I do like the visual of him going, fuck
it's up. A great visual.
Yeah. But, yeah, it is one belt, basically, and considering they're obviously now not going down the route of splitting those belts for Raw and SmackDown, it does make sense, and, yeah, it just makes things a lot tidier.
Combine them both. Human beltipede. You just take the both belts and you strap them to each other,
it's
so
you've really
got one
big-ass
belt. Roman's going to need to put on some weight or something to hold those.
Yeah.
That's the solution.
Or Paul Heyman holding on to it if you need to be.
Paul's going to struggle.
Oh, my God.
You could actually, what you could do is you could strap over the belts together, right, and Roman wears it, but there's obviously a big...
Like a hula hoop.
You just take both Usos and just go bloop, bloop, and there you go. It fits around all of them.
Good point. Yeah, that's a circle around the bloodline.
Bloodline
so
around together.
Goes, I'm all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I've got to say, I'm really excited about SmackDown tonight. Montez Ford versus LA Knight for the Money in the Bank qualifiers. I don't know how you pick. I'd like both of them, to be honest, to be in there.
Got an update on LA Knight later on the channel later today.
Yeah, double news videos today.
Michael Dublé.
Lacey Evans versus someone. Zelina Vega. That's also on tonight's show. But yeah, look, this celebration, we all know what could possibly go wrong on a big celebration. All the fallout from Night of Champions. If you want more of my thoughts on that, check out the SmackDown preview podcast coming your way later on today. What Culture Wrestling?
Special guest on that one today as well.
So. Wherever you get your podcasts from.
The Fiend?
One of the only professional wrestling podcasts out there that's actually worth a flip.
I wonder what the other ones are. Answers on a postcard.
Dread to think. right, let's talk about another top star leaving Impact Wrestling. We just had Jordan Grace, of course. And now...
Right, Earthworm Jim.
He'll be on the way out the door.
There's cows in that, wasn't
there? I shouldn't do that. He's brilliant, and he's a former WCPW legend. Moose! Yeah. And also, by the way, former Impact World Heavyweight Champion. That's another thing he's done over there. Could be on the way out and becoming a free agent. Fightful Select coming through with the reports on this one. No crap, just Sap, Sean Ross Sap of Fightful Select, saying that Moose had previously been set to become a free agent in 2021, although Impact re-signing with a big old contract, a lucrative one, which also included a strong push, and he was world champion for 182 days, of course. Apparently, Moose told the outlet that WWE was interested in him last year, with former company executive Canyon Seaman leading the charge, although Vince McMahon, as always, doesn't know what he bloody wants and was dragging his feet on signing off on that. I'm really happy for Moose, obviously. I am very biased. He was a lovely man to work with in WCPW. But I have to say, since then, he's come on leaps and bounds with what I've seen of him in Impact Wrestling. And, it's not one of the big boys Impact Wrestling nowadays, is it? It's the level below an AEW or WWE. Yeah. But he has been making waves over there, and fair play to him. I think he's doing a great job. Whether he goes to AEW or WWE, since he's going to become a free agent.
Yeah, it's another place where wrestlers can go and earn a full-time living and be on television and just have a good life. I imagine
Joe Hendry's having the best time over there.
Exactly. Like, I can imagine, like, working for Impact is probably a lot of fun because they only do like one taping a month or something like that as well. So it's like, hey, I'm going to go to Nashville for the weekend, work three matches, and then I'm going to chill or do whatever it is you do in your downtime. So it's probably like a really great place to be.
They've got the former Naomi, of course, in there now.
Yeah, Trinity, shout outs. So yeah, like, he would be a loss for Impact, of course, but might be another company's gain. He's really good at what he does. Transformed himself like physically over the past 4 or 5 years as well.
Yeah, he's a big lad anyway.
Yeah,
he's really got into amazing
sculpted.
Shape.
Sculpted. Like, he was always a tremendous athlete and an imposing presence, but like, yeah, he deserves recognition for the hard work he's put forth. So, hey, we'll see what happens. With Moose, who is not a cow.
He's not a
as
cow.
As we've established.
Hang on. Ooh. Yep, that is also in the report.
All right.
Shadows of Bible Select.
Just to confirm.
Moose brackets, not a cow.
You cannot milk Moose. Can you milk an actual moose?
Yeah, I think you can milk anyone with nipples. I've got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
The Fiend will try, I guess. Seth Rollins.
Fiend milk. That's the next thing, though.
Beast milk represent.
Oh.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Seth Rollins.
Did he leave Night of Champions early, Andy?
No.
Oh.
This is a rumor killer. There was a bunch of stuff going on. Online rubbish that we participate in, I know. about Seth Rollins leaving money in the... No, Night of Champions early, leaving Saudi Arabia early to go and film the... Is it Captain America?
Yes, I think so.
Soon? I've got the exact name of it here.
The Winter Bastard, I think it's called.
Winter Prick.
Yeah.
Snowman Guy. New World Order. Captain America, New World Order.
I didn't know it was called that.
People were like, hey, he left early because he had to film. Not true. He had no plans to leave early.
Plus, if that was the case, what does it matter?
Yeah, who cares? He won the title. It's like, you know. But Fightful confirming that he actually wrapped his filming before the
PL event.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to see this film now.
Yeah.
My name is Seth, and I'm here to say, Captain America, you're not getting away. Fresh.
Have you ever heard the Puddle of Mud guy rapping? It's like that. Have you heard his Nirvana cover?
I don't want to pick myself up too much, but I think it's better than that.
Nobody's better than Puddle with me. Have you heard his Nirvana cover?
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Don't. It'll ruin. Well, will it ruin your day?
No, do it. It's Friday. You got to get down on Friday.
And indeed.
What other better way to get down is there than Puddle of Mud?
Yeah. What is Rebecca Black up to nowadays?
She's last time I saw her, I think she was getting interviewed by Anthony Fantano, which is fun. But that was quite recently. I'm not sure. I'm sure she's just basking in the glory of the one hit.
She did a... she was in a Katy Perry video. That's it.
Yeah.
By the way, interesting fact. Do you know what I just read before I came in the studio? Your boy Gangrel has revealed his one of his favourite songs.
What's that?
It's by Taylor Swift. Do you want to take a stab at which one it could be?
Is it Bad Blood?
It's not Bad
Blood.
What?
Okay. What?
It's Shake It Off, apparently.
All right, okay.
Man has taste.
I thought it was going to be Bad Blood. No. All right, fair enough. Shout-outs to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She's doing some good. She's doing some good for the music industry.
I want to watch
right
that
now.
Documentary yeah. of hers.
Getting all her masters, taking Ticketmaster to the dirt. Shout-outs to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm not listening to the music, but yeah, shout
out. Oh, I love a bit of Shake It Off. I don't know about you, I'm feeling 22. I'm not feeling 22, I'm feeling old as
122, yeah. brother.
Right, let's move on to the YouTube community page. Three stories now. If you're like, oh, I need a bit more news, there's more coming your way this afternoon. But yeah, we put a Duckbill Platypus, was it? On the YouTube community page the other day.
Last week, because I forgot to do one for this week.
Yeah.
I am sorry. It should have been the Tango Man.
Yes!
Next week. You Americans need to know about how scary this guy
is. He was a terrifying presence.
He's a prick.
Now, Andy, you did some of these last week, so if you've done it before, just tell me.
Okay.
Zeno Dundee writes, morning ginger daddy-to-be and bald brilliant Aberdonian.
All right, respect.
Now, this is going to go one way, and you're going to be like, wait a second, Adam, this isn't wacky enough. Don't worry, stick with me. With AW All In being in Wembley, what four sports mascots do you want to see fight it out, and who wins?
I did do this one, so you're up.
Oh, okay.
I did see Gunnosaurus.
Gunnosaurus is a great shout.
Gunnosaurus. I had Kingsley from Partick Thistle.
I've spent the day at a wedding with the B from Burnley, so he's going in. I'll go Chester the Field, man. That's Chesterfield's representative.
He's a criminal. You can't put him
What's
in.
The name of that? I assume you included him. That terrifying-looking son.
Kingsley. Yes, Partick Thistle.
He's in, and Boilerman from West Brom.
I shouted out Boilerman.
He's got to go over.
My other ones were Sammy the Tammy from Dunfermline and Gritty from Pittsburgh Flyer. Or,
Yeah. Terrifying.
The ice hockey team. I've just offended both cities in
also,
Pennsylvania.
Do you remember that clip years ago of the owls from Sheffield Wednesday just going like, I was like, you're a children's mascot. What are you doing?
What's up here? Aberdeen had a seagull called Cy the Seagull. So,
ooh. Yeah. Katie Wakes. Mascots as far
Katie Wakes are, they're all dead.
Morning, Adam and Andy and Big Mike.
Big Mike?
Of course, wasn't he taking my place? Piss off. Look at that.
It was me on my own, actually.
Yeah. If you could have a lifetime supply of something and something you'd never have again, what would they be? Have a great weekend. You have a great weekend too, Crispy's Crafts.
So you get a lifetime supply of one thing and you never have... Well, the beauty of never having to have a thing again is I can just make that choice right now, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
Lifetime supply... probably Domino's garlic dip.
Ooh.
It's great. It's better than the pizza. I could drink that stuff. I could eat a banana with it, bathe in it,
yeah.
Like the little pot. The much better than the punk ass Papa John garlic dip. Tastes like assholes.
Oh, yeah. Screw you.
Yeah, F you garlic Papa John dip. Actually, the Papa John's a bit of a dickhead anyway, isn't he?
Yeah.
You can probably say screw you, Papa John.
Just generally.
His pizza's quite nice, but you know.
Just Papa John's. I'm not going to directly say, allegedly. Was Papa John's the one allegedly that the gaming lot ordered in once, ate it, got food poisoning, and then ordered it again and got food poisoning again?
That sounds about right to me, brother. I've got a very funny story about a member of the gaming team ordering food recently, but I'll tell you about that later, friends. What am I getting never having again?
Oh, I know the story. Yeah, what are you never having again?
What am I never having again?
I've got my answer if you want to.
Yeah, hit me with yours, because I need some info.
It's a staple of our news answers, but I'm going to say durian. Don't put it anywhere near me or my friends or even in the building.
Or my family.
Yeah.
Like, just keep it away, man. Yeah, no, that's a good answer.
Ugh. Shout out Benjamin Richardson for ruining the entire office.
I don't know if there's anything I hate to never really want to try again, to be honest. I got it. Red onion.
Ooh, I'm a bit of a red onion guy.
Apart from when it's prepared by you and your wife.
Oh, with the goat's...
The caramelised goat's cheese thing. Sensational. If it's uncooked.
Yeah,
uncooked red onion is the worst sht of all time. The taste stays in my throat for about two days. If you caramelize it, you get it nice and... Yeah, you fry it in some stuff, whatever. That is good.
Yeah.
Raw, you're a prick. Red onion, you're a prick.
Final one for today. Jim Rim 2000.
Jim Rim.
Just Jim Rim.
Big Jim.
Morning, legends. As it's going to be a warm weekend, it always is, so that applies again this weekend.
It's always sunny in Murraydelphia.
What is your go-to barbecue food and ice cream / ice lolly combo?
I did this one too.
Can I try and guess yours?
Yes.
So I think you're a burger guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All the meats.
All the meats.
All the meats. I just
brioche bun?
Any bun. No, I'm not fussed.
I want a brioche bun. I want a burger. I want you to keep the sauce as far away as possible from it. I want to taste my meat. I don't want any mayo or any of that bollocks.
Sorry, a hand flip.
Piss off, exactly. It's one few things we align on. An ice lolly. I think you're a Twister guy.
Nah, I'm a feast guy, brother.
Feast.
I'm a feast guy. I said on the barbecue one, all the meats. I'm not one of these freaks who gets like corn and peppers. What is that? What is that behavior? Barbecue
meat
is for fat and protein.
Yeah.
Get your vitamins out of here, brother.
Yeah, every time I have a barbecue, I think, oh, maybe I should switch to the, is it the keto diet? I don't know which one it is.
Keto.
Where it's just like, just eat meat.
High
okay.
fat.
Got
high
it.
High protein.
Nailed it. I've no idea if it worked or not, but
it worked for me in 2013, let me tell you. I lost a fuckload. And now, obviously, there we go. I just swear. I didn't even notice. You do one now.
Well, I swear.
Yeah, go on.
Well, first of all,
call someone to see you next.
So, yeah, burger completely with you on that. Sausage on a stick. I never really had sausage on a stick until I moved to Newcastle, just as a treat walking around that market on the
Geordie side. Banger Company, shout outs, they do good snorkers.
So what was your ice lolly?
A feast.
Feast. I only go fab.
Fab. Fair play.
Yeah, you get a little bit of everything there.
And if you don't like a fab, you're a
yeah, you can fuck off. Sorry. Right, should we move on to today's hand by Lee?
I guess so, yeah.
A hard turn this, because I don't want to do something nice from all of our viewers. You remember, I think yesterday it was, we had the brilliant drawing.
Mel.
Kenny Omega and Don Callis. Ivan the Terrible Thing. It's on Don Callis's Tron. I think it's on his Twitter profile as well, if you want to go and check that out. Mel Coleman is the wonderful person behind that. And they've got a tip jar. Mel Coleman unfortunately suffers with lupus, but has this dream of you know, aspiring to be an artist. He's an artist in my eyes. It's incredible. So please, I'll tell you what, we'll stick a link in the description box below. If you want to go and donate, whatever you want to do, one of our listeners...
Whatever you can, times are tough.
One of our listeners, this has been up for a while, because one of our listeners, who's a regular podcast listener, the brilliant Jose Palomares, already donated. So if you want to go and join him and Cody Rhodes, who sent her $500.
I didn't see Cody Rhodes. I saw Cody Runnels. I'm not sure who that is.
Don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Sean Ross Sapp, I believe, has already donated as well. But yeah, we love people just pursuing their dream because we get to do this as our job. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So go and support Mel and go and donate what you can, because it's not just that. You can see all on the GoFundMe page some of the rest of the brilliant work that they do. Go and support them. Link in the description.
Mel's stuff comes onto my timeline, I feel like, every second day, and it's all awesome. Like, supremely...
Yeah, you've probably seen it if you haven't.
Yeah, supremely talented individual. And it's obviously nice for people like Cody and stuff to throw stuff in there. But yeah, like, look, times are tough. Everyone's struggling.
Yes.
But if you've got anything you can throw aside. One of my best friend's wives suffers from lupus, and I know how debilitating from talking to her and talking to him it can be, so... if you've got anything you can throw, we'll put the link down below. That'd be a nice thing to do. And shout outs to Mel. Work is awesome. I see it all the time, mostly because, like, people I follow are sharing it on the timeline and stuff. Like, it goes, like, you see it on Reddit, like, quite a lot. She's just fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
This. So,
give what you can. Link in the description. And that's it for now. We will be back later on today with, like you say, big news surrounding LA Knight. And a load of other stuff as well. But for now, let us know your thoughts on what we've talked about in the comments section below. Like, share, subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. For daily wrestling podcasts, SmackDown Preview, Rampage Preview, Wrestle Culture, with a hashtag Bloody Good Quiz coming your way later on today. And if you want to send any thoughts, Twitter questions for the guys over the weekend, at What Culture WWE on Twitter. Watch, they can follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Loop.
Ooh, I like that noise. Dropping something. Let me just drop it. Let me just drop something. This goo. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, we'll be back later on. My thanks, Andy. Thank you for joining us. I hate this goddamn chair, and we'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.